This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Chicago winters can be brutal. Snow, ice, freezing temps. If you're thinking, driving in this weather, I need a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step. Need the power and durability of a Silverado, the all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer, the spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban, or the sporty, city-friendly Trax, perfect for navigating winter streets? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to handle winter like a pro. Don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Winter roads demand a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
We are back here on the...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hackaday Radio Show. Thanks so much for joining us today. My name is Andy Herman. Always appreciate you guys checking us out from 8 to 9 right here on The Fan, Monday through Friday. And of course, we've got the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Nellis coming up next from 9 to 11. Good friend Camille Davis joining at 9:20 today to talk some Milwaukee Bucks, pick up a big win last night. And of course, the big news is Bobby Portis is suspended for 25 games. They are 1-0 in the post-Bobby Portis suspension era, so maybe they can make a 25-0 run. We shall see, but Camille Davis, the best of the best, will come and join Mason and Mitch a little bit later today to discuss all of that. Also coming up on March 1st, and it is an event you surely will not want to miss. Mason and his wife, Molly Crosby, who is a cancer survivor, will be a awarded the prestigious Award of Excellence from the Vince Lombardi Cancer Foundation. If you'd like to be a part of that black tie event, simply go to LombardiFoundation.org and check that out today. We are right now being joined by Tyler Brook, NFL analyst for the 33rd team. You can find him on social media at Tyler D. Brook. That boy smart. Tyler, how the heck are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great. If I knew you guys were going to talk hoops in an hour, you know, I'd bring some Pacers takes for you guys. I'd really endear myself to the Milwaukee fan base.
Yeah, I'm sure. Actually, that's what I wanted to do for the next 20 minutes is just kind of talk some Indiana Pacers basketball and really just to get everyone fired up for the weekend. I do want to ask you about, Tyler, is this center conversation that we've been having. And we were talking in the first segment about Josh Myers and whether or not this is something that Green Bay should focus on continuity. We know that Green Bay has talked very glowingly about their center, that there's a great connection with Jordan Love, that Jordan Love really supports him and has that connection with him. And then, of course, there's the opposite side where he just has not exactly been a great center in the NFL. So where do you come down in this conversation, and what should Green Bay do specifically with Myers and at that position moving forward?
Yeah, I don't know if Myers comes back, and if that's the case, I'm not looking at the draft. I'll just get that out of the way. It's not a very strong or strong at all center class. I think my top-ranked center at the moment, unless you want to count a guy that's a tackle that you want to slot in there, is probably a day three guy like Seth McLaughlin out of Ohio State, Parker Brailsford out of Alabama, just like not the strongest competition as far as pure centers in this draft class. And if I drafted one of those guys you could kick in, I think I'd rather keep him a tackle or guard. So I look at a free agent. I know you and I on YouTube have talked about Drew Dahlman, the Atlanta Falcons free agent. There are a couple potential options, you know, there if you really want to, you know, really dive into centers. But I think the more realistic possibility is that they keep drafting guards and tackles and someone gets kicked inside. I'm wondering if that's a Nelton Jenkins or even a Zach Tom. I don't know how I feel about Zach Tom moving away from tackle. But I could imagine that the option might also be in-house. And who knows, maybe they even, you know, potentially like Jacob Monk, who we didn't see much last year. That's just another one I'm thinking about.
They do have options, which is very, very nice. Yeah. Here's the one that I want to throw past you. This is a DM that somebody sent me yesterday. I have not had the opportunity. Oh, actually, he did actually post the clip too. So, all right, this is real. I can actually now confirm that this is real. So this is a DM yesterday. Just heard on a podcast, Greg Rosenthal says that league is saying Drew Dahlman will likely get 20 mil per year on the open market. 20 mil per year. So like to me, I was like immediately like, well, that changes the calculus of everything because I liked Drew Dahlman. I didn't like Drew Dahlman at 20 mil per year. So we know the money's going to get funny in free agency. If you have the opportunity of like, all right, Drew Dahlman's 20 million, and all of a sudden if like Josh Myers is like 6 to 7 million, does that like change the calculus for you at all?
Yes, it does. I would rather use that money on more impactful players.
Agreed.
The entire offseason has been talking about the Super Bowl window that's open, and that, you know, all of the vibes from everyone talking inside that building are like, we're ready to compete for a title next year. And if you want to use your resources to, you know, live up to what you're saying, you got to take swings on positions of higher value. So if you want to bring back Myers on a cheaper deal and, you know, allocate that money to, you know, where it's corner, pass rusher, other positions, I can see where that makes more sense. Yeah, I would not pay Dahlman $20 million a year.
Yeah, I would not either. He's a good player. He's not a $20 million a year player. And that's where this is just going to get very, you know, such an interesting conversation and very interesting because, again, like you said, not a great center draft. You know, the free agent that is out there, the primary one, Drew Dahlman, sounds like he's going to go for bananas money. And it's going to be very interesting just to see where they prioritize Josh Myers and what they'd be willing to pay him. I would also, I think, be very upset on the flip side if all of a sudden it's like, well, Josh Myers got $10 million a year to stay in Green Bay. I'd be like, man, that is a significant amount of money to keep Josh Myers too. So it's all going to be very interesting. We'll see what happens though. You recently wrote a variety of articles because you're a machine and that's what you do. Again, we're being joined by Tyler Brook, NFL analyst for the 33rd team. Make sure to go check out all of his awesome work over there. The first one I want to touch base on is you did a 2023 redraft. Of course, that's the one where you got Lucas Van Ness in the first round. You got Luke Musgrave, Tucker Kraft right after that. So Jaden Reed, of course. So my first question for you is, who did Green Bay end up in the first round with in your redraft this time around?
Yeah, so let me preface it by saying I think redrafts are like a billion times harder than a traditional mock draft.
Sure.
Right? You know, you're trying to do so much calculus of like a butterfly effect moment, right? Like if I take this, how much does change in years going down the road? Who do they end up getting, not getting? I tried to ignore as much of that as possible and just stick with the pick. So based on how the board fell to them, I actually had them taking Rashee Rice of the Kansas City Chiefs star who got injured this year. We're going to ignore that injury. That is one of the most efficient receivers in the league before he got hurt this season. He's phenomenal after the catch. He had 2.35 yards per route run in his career before that injury, which is just absurd production. And, you know, we keep talking about the Packers needing guys that can beat man coverage, big bodied, has that yards after catch ability. Like, Rice checks all those boxes.
Yeah, he certainly does. And he was also somebody in 2023 that Green Bay brought in a pre-draft visit. So they seemingly had some interest in him as well prior to that draft. The thing that I always actually enjoy more about redrafts isn't necessarily who, in like this case, the Packers end up with, but how many of the Packers that they drafted ended up in the first round of that redraft. So I think the big question for you, Tyler, is were there any Packers that ended up in the first round in your redraft?
Yeah, so I'm just trying to scan through it really quickly. I believe it's two of them. They shouldn't be big surprises, but Seattle Seahawks at 20 take Jaden Reed instead of Jackson Smith and Jigba. That's mostly because JSN's already off the board, sure. But it still fills that slot need for Seattle, right? And, you know, I think for all of the traits that people are wanting to complain about with Reed this offseason, I think that dude's a tough son of a gun. And I think he's a dynamic player. He's a versatile player. And when fully healthy, I mean, the Packers fans have seen just, you know, how versatile and explosive he can be and be a huge playmaker. Other guy I had taking, obviously Dalton Kincaid has not lived up to his first-round status in Buffalo. Had the Buffalo Bills taking Tucker Kraft, unfortunately. So that's the sad part about redraft, right? You have to imagine a Packers team without Jaden Reed or Tucker Kraft. But, you know, the idea of Kraft with Josh Allen is extremely exciting. I think he'd be a phenomenal run blocker for James Cook. And then obviously a nice safety blanket for Allen. I think he would probably be an even bigger star in Buffalo if that had been the case.
Here's the reason that I love looking at these, right, is because the immediate conversation that you have when you're looking at a draft like this, you know, going back to the 2023 NFL draft is, well, the Packers missed horribly on Lucas Van Ness. I mean, obviously Van Ness was not near redraft, would not be a first round pick seemingly if this was done today, but they did get two first round picks out of this. Like, if you were redrafting it today, and I think you're spot on here, both Tucker Kraft and Jaden Reed would be first round picks. So yeah, maybe they didn't, you know, hit on that one per se, but they got two of the guys that if you were redrafting would have gone in the first 32 picks. So it's still very difficult to be too upset about that overall outcome. Sometimes where you get drafted is a little bit, we know, is a bit of a crapshoot, and you know, you ultimately ended up with two guys that would have been in the first round anyway. So yeah, you took them a little bit later, but still, I think job well done by Goody to get two players that would have been selected in the top 32 of that draft.
Yeah, and this is year three for these guys, right? Like, this is supposed to be the make or break year for these 2023 draft picks. And from, like, the early signs we've seen from this class, it has still been a very, very, very strong class. Now's the year where hopefully everyone can put it all together. I think if you see two or three of these guys take a big step forward, you know, Packers fans will remember this 2023 class for a really long time.
And Tyler Brook, NFL analyst for the 33rd team, you know as good as anyone, you know, defensive ends, pass rushers, sometimes it just clicks, right? Like, you know, it happens. And all of a sudden they go from a player that's like, oh, okay, it's a rotational player, whatever. And then all of a sudden they put a pass rush plan together, get a go-to move, whatever it might be. And it's like, oh, wow, they're now a 10 sack player a year. And it completely changes the calculus of that as well.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you look at Nolan Smith this year for the Philadelphia Eagles, guy that had a really quiet first season. Totally burst onto the scene, and by the time he was playoffs, he was an absolute machine.
Totally correct. That's exactly the player that I was thinking about this past season as well. All right, you did a series of articles on players that could be released, traded, or are free agents, where they could potentially end up, and I think five of these players are ones that I think, you know, Packer fans have been at least semi-intrigued with. And I actually want to start with one that I have not talked about at all, not on the podcast, not on, you know, here, not anything. And I'm interested in your thoughts, and that is Joey Bosa. And if he does potentially get released, number one, what would he bring to a team? And number two, do you think Green Bay would have any interest in Joey Bosa if he is released?
I mean, that's a really good question, right? I mean, the Chargers are going to release him in my mind. There's no way. I know they have like the fourth most cap space in the NFL, but they're saving $25 million in net cap space by cutting him. I think with his injury history and everything like that, I just don't see it. As far as a fit, I can absolutely see it in Green Bay. He's 6'5", 280. He is productive as a pass rusher when healthy. You know, his best years are pushing 60, 70, 75 pressures in a given year. That being said, He will hit 30 soon, and the injury history is a huge concern to me. Like, he's played more than 550 snaps once over the last 5 years. He's played 1,000 snaps over the last 3 seasons combined. Like, that's just not enough time on the field for a guy that could be commanding big money. That being said, if the league agrees with, like, what I'm saying as far as injury prone, getting older, maybe we don't want to give him a long-term deal. If he wants to come to a team like Green Bay on a shorter-term contract or one that's just not a lot average per year, I would be interested just because, you know, a healthy Joey Bosa is still a very dominant three-down player. It's just a risky one that, you know, might make me a little nervous.
Totally understandable. I just think there's better defensive end options that are going to potentially be out there, whether it be via trade, free agency, even via the draft, that maybe make a little bit more sense. But maybe Green Bay gets a little bit, you know, or takes a little bit of a gamble, and maybe they hit and they get very good Joey Bosa out of it, maybe at a little bit of a lower rate than some of these other defensive ends. And maybe that could be a direction that they ultimately go in. Speaking of defensive ends, another one that you wrote about is one that we've talked about here and is a very, very fun player, specifically coming off a big Super Bowl win, and that is Josh Sweat. Could he be a fit in Green Bay for you?
I mean, of course. Like, that dude is probably one of the quickly rising premier pass rushers in the league. I mean, 66 pressures this past season, had 70 the year before. That's just ridiculous production from a guy, you know, 6'5", 265. I think he can fit as, you know, he has the size. Gutekunst wants bigger edge rushers. I'm not sure how that philosophy is going to change. I'm hoping to ask him about that at the combine as far as what they're looking for in pass rushers this offseason. But my take is just that, especially with the cap going up more than expected, I think the Eagles are going to do everything in their power to keep a lot of these free agents. And if I'm them, I honestly think I would take Josh Sweat number one priority to keep in the building over Zach Bond.
I would agree with that for Philly's standpoint. Tyler, I've been aware of Josh Sweat for a while. I liked him coming out of the draft. I've watched tape of him in the past, and I know like PFF has him like an 80 grade, something like that. Man, I went and threw on the tape of his, and I was so unbelievably impressed. Like, yeah. If you would have asked me, like, I would have guessed that he was closer to like the 90s from a PFF grade standpoint just by watching him. He does a little bit of everything. He's good enough against the run. He's got a variety of pass rush moves. He just doesn't get beat on plays. Like, there'll be stalemates here or there, but you don't ever see him just get like flat out beat. It's extremely rare. And he just keeps working, and he just keeps battling, and he keeps getting to the quarterback. He would be a very, very fun player opposite Rashawn Gary. He fits perfectly in the scheme. He'd be very high on my list of potential free agent targets if I was Brian Gutekunst.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to command a lot of money if he hits free agency. There's no doubt about that. But if the Packers keep thinking about it, like with the Reggie White and how that, you know, helps them get over the hump to win a Super Bowl, I don't know who it's going to be, but if there's anything that they're going to take a big swing on, I imagine it's going to be a pass rusher.
Yeah, I think that is 100% correct. All right, I want to talk about a corner here that you wrote about as well. Again, Tyler Brook, NFL analyst for the 33rd team. You can find him on social media at Tyler D. Brook. He's absolutely amazing. Make sure you're following him. DJ Reed, corner for the Jets.
Yeah, a guy that I really like. I think the caveat there is he is so dang small. He's 5'9", 188. He is an outside corner, though, and I would love him as a CB2 opposite of a, you know, a true bona fide big-bodied starting outside corner. The calculus there gets really tricky if you let go with Jair, right? Like, if you want to target DJ Reed, you better have a plan for who's going to play opposite of him, because it's got to be some guy with size to handle those big-bodied X receivers. Like, I'm trying to imagine DJ Reed as your number one corner on guys like DK Metcalf and Mike Evans, and it doesn't look great. But that being said, I think he's a great player. He's a veteran. He's played at a couple places and done really well. And I just think he's the perfect CB2 for any team that's looking for one. So I would love to see if the Packers had a plan for a starter alongside him. It's a little expensive and a lot of resources to invest in that position when we just talked about taking a big swing on pass rusher. But, you know, I do think corner is a big need this offseason. Very curious to see how they attack it.
I think that's the other thing, too, that's hard with DJ Reed is you're going to pay premier number one corner money for a number two corner. And that's a really hard thing for me to sort of swallow. But like 100%. I said, the money's going to be funny out there. And if you want to improve your team and take a big swing, you're probably going to have to overpay to some extent. We'll see what appetite Brian Gutekunst has for exactly that type of scenario. Last but not least, a couple wide receivers out there, Chris Godwin, Deebo Samuel. Either of those players could Green Bay add into this roster in some capacity?
I don't love the Deebo Samuel one. I think it's extremely redundant to what Jaden Reed does. I think they do a lot of the same things. I know Deebo probably has more power as a runner to finish runs through contact, but he's also more expensive and has had some injury history, and again, just the age. Godwin's the one I would be really interested in because, yes, he is also a slot, but he really is a fit for a different play style, and Matt LaFleur will love him for his blocking ability. Also injury prone, though. You know, I'm not going to say that, like, that's going to keep happening. I think the ankle injury this past season was kind of fluky, but a phenomenal slot. I actually kind of don't hate the idea of taking some kind of slot. I'm not sure if you want to spend big money on it, but to give Jaden Reed some competition, I think that will bring out the best in him as a player, especially with how competitive that dude is. I'm not sure if you want to spend big money on either of those guys, though. I'm much more curious about a Christian Watson replacement, whether that is through the draft or free agency.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I really liked Chris Godwin. The more I watched him, the more I kind of fell in love with him. I think just his precision, his route running, his ability to kind of extend plays and just kind of stay active in some of those scramble drills and things like that, I think would be a great fit. And I think Jordan Love would very quickly garner a level of consistency with him and just feel very comfortable throwing to him. Again, it's going to be a very exorbitant contract if they decide to go in that direction. All right, before I get you out of here, Tyler, I have to ask you, I've been asking this question to a variety of different people, bold offseason prediction for Green Bay. I know some of the free agents that you're already in love with, but if you had to do something bold, if you had to make a prediction for what Green Bay might do, anything offseason related, you can go any direction that you want. Give me one bold prediction before we get you out of here.
Okay. We've talked about trading for a pass rusher, right? So I'm not going to do that. Let's say they don't or can't get a trade done this offseason. They go to the draft. They've made some free agent moves, but it feels like just something's missing. What if they trade up? It's in Green Bay. It's Mark Murphy's last draft. They want to get a guy that's proven and can produce right away. And a guy like, I'm thinking, Will Johnson, the cornerback out of Michigan. A guy who is my cornerback one. There are going to be quarterbacks that go too early. There's going to be pass rushers that there's going to be a run on. What if a guy like Will Johnson just starts slipping inexplicably? If he falls outside of the top 10 and I'm good against, I'm making that call. I think you can get a proven guy. Will Johnson, to me, the closest comp, everyone has the same comp. It's Pat Surtain in Denver, who just won Defensive Player of the Year. If a guy like that falls, and the Packers are like, we're in win-now mode. I know Gutekunst is addicted to his draft picks. A guy like that, if the premier player in that Will Johnson tier falls out of the top 10, I actually would not be surprised if the Packers try to trade up.
And do you remember where the first corner was taken last year? Pick 22, Quinion Mitchell. You know, obviously crazy. Super talented corner that ended up being a huge piece for the Philadelphia Eagles. He's picking at 22. He was expected to go higher than that. And for whatever reason, he, Terry and Arnold, they fell further than people were expecting. And then the third one was Nate Wiggins at 30. So we'll see if that continues this year, where maybe corners don't go super high. And if it does, and if somebody like that starts to fall, I absolutely could see Goody potentially looking at it and say, you know what? It's too good to pass up. Maybe we'll go and make that move and really solidify ourselves at corner moving forward. Tyler, you're the absolute best. Where can we find all of your incredible work, and what do you got coming out the rest of this week?
Yeah, working on wide receiver comps right now for the 33rd team. I did some quarterback and running back comps as well for 33rd team. I described Jackson Dart as Mitch Trubisky with aura, so those are the kind of comps that you're going to be getting over there. You can find my work over there. If you want to follow Rivals and Yahoo Sports on social media, I also do social media work with them. You can follow me on Twitter and Blue Sky Tyler D. Brook. But appreciate you, Andy, as always.
Yeah, I appreciate you a ton, my friend. We'll be definitely talking soon on the Packaday podcast. Go follow him on social media at Tyler D. Brook. Tyler, you have a great weekend, my friend. Enjoy your Indiana Pacers, and we'll talk soon.
Heck yeah. Thanks, man.
I appreciate you. All right, make sure again, follow him at Tyler D. Brook. When we come back, we're going to be going to those phones. So get those phone calls and texts in on the Nicolay Law Fan Talk and Text Line. It's the Packaday Radio Show live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan Studios and powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.